Monday, April 29th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our Midday Hymn. Help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 19b. The law of the Lord is perfect, it revives the soul. The law of the Lord is to be trusted, it gives wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, they gladden the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, it gives light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is holy, abiding forever. The decrees of the Lord are truth, and all of them just. They are more to be desired than gold, than the purest of gold. And sweeter are they than honey from the comb. So in them your servant finds instruction. Great reward is in their keeping. But who can detect all his errors? From hidden faults acquit me. From presumption restrain your servant, and let it not rule me. Then shall I be blameless, clean from grave sin. May the spoken words of my mouth, the thoughts of my heart, win favor in your sight, O Lord, my rescuer, my rock. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, may our words in praise of your commandments find favor with you, Lord. May our faith prove we are not slaves, but sons, not so much subjected to your law as sharing your power. Psalm 7, Lord God, I take refuge in you. From my pursuer, save me and rescue me. Lest he tear me to pieces like a lion and drag me off with no one to rescue me. Lord God, if my hands have done wrong, if I have paid back evil for good, I who saved my unjust oppressor, then let my foe pursue me and seize me. Let him trample my life to the ground and lay my soul in the dust. Lord, rise up in your anger, rise against the fury of my foes. My God, awake. You will give judgment. Let the company of nations gather round you, taking your seat above them on high. The Lord is judge of the peoples. Give judgment for me, Lord. I am just and innocent of heart. Put an end to the evil of the wicked. Make the just stand firm. Those you who test mind and heart, O just God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father, you weigh what is in our hearts. Free us from oppressors, and as we wait for your day of judgment, set a firm guard on our thoughts, so that while we return good for evil, we may still praise your kind of justice. Continuation of Psalm 7. God is the shield that protects me, who saves the upright of heart. God is a just judge, slow to anger, but he threatens the wicked every day, men who will not repent. God will sharpen his sword. He has braced his bow and taken aim. For them he has prepared deadly weapons. He barbs his arrows with fire. Here is one who is pregnant with malice, conceives evil, and brings forth lies. He digs a pitfall, digs it deep, and in the trap he has made he will fall. His malice will recoil on himself. On his own head his violence will fall. I will thank the Lord for his justice. I will sing to the Lord the Most High. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, you know our hearts, Lord, but you are slow to anger and merciful in judging. Come, examine your church, wash her clean of sin, and great crowds will surround you with songs of praise. Repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And a reading for this midday is from Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 12. In Christ the fullness of deity resides in bodily form. Yours is a share of this fullness. In baptism, you were not only buried with him, but also raised to life with him, because you believed in the power of God who raised him from the dead. And in responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia. In our concluding prayer, let's pray, Father, help us to seek the values that will bring us eternal joy in this changing world. In our desire for what you promise, make us one in mind and heart. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.